Here's a maybe not so wild idea. Tech companies should definitely make it someone's job to think about ethics. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. From hate speech to privacy to labor to biased algorithms, society is reckoning with the power of technology and the companies that build that technology and how it all affects our lives. Emmanuel Moss is a researcher at the nonprofit Data and Society and author of an upcoming report called Ethics Owners, which argues that data-driven tech companies increasingly are and definitely should be creating specific positions for people whose entire job is to think about policies and product development with ethics in mind. Like basically a person who's hired to specifically imagine the worst possible usage of a product or how it might affect people who either do or don't use it. The problem, says Emmanuel Moss, is that ethics can be really hard to measure.
There is no good way right now to measure the consequences or the effects of these ethics initiatives. There's no metric for ethics. Most of the people that we spoke with expressed a desire for good metrics that could be used to track the success of interventions they make, or even to track the effects of their products on society.
Can you give us an example, maybe a dilemma that a person in this job might face or a problem that an ethics officer caught that you can tell us about?
Data-driven companies have all sorts of information about their users, but they have relatively little information about people who don't use your products. So a rideshare company, for example, knows a lot about how changes they make to their product affect people who use their service or might then decide not to use their service because of a change they made. But they don't know very much at all about people who don't use their service. So they don't know how people who rely on public transportation, say, and never use their service are affected by the rise in the rising predominance of rideshare in their neighborhoods. And that's a key dilemma. How do you attend to the harms that people who aren't directly engaged with your service are exposed to?
It seems like diversity would be a really important part of doing this job well.
Yes, very much so. So one thing that we heard in many different ways was an idea along the lines of, well, before we release a product or make a design decision, we get together in a room and think really hard about what could go wrong with this product. But in order to be able to imagine what might go wrong, it's very difficult to imagine what might go wrong for people whose lives don't look very much like the people who are inside that room doing that imagining.
Emmanuel Moss is a researcher at the nonprofit Data and Society. And now for some related links. You heard Emmanuel Moss and I talk about ethics in tech curriculum. And as it happens, last week, the University of Notre Dame announced a new tech ethics lab funded by IBM, where researchers will try to anticipate ethical issues that could come up in technology, which the founders say is especially urgent around elections, bias and AI, the spread of facial recognition technology, and as we develop new technologies like, oh God help us, quantum computing. What could go wrong? There's a good piece in the Washington Post about the new lab and other schools that are trying to build ethics curriculum into computer science and education, including Stanford and Carnegie Mellon. Because, let me say it one more time, unintended consequences don't have to be unforeseen. Now, before we go today, we could use your help. Actually, we could kind of use your kids' help. We want to know, what sorts of tech did your kids use in the last few months of remote schooling? What did they like or not like? What tech do they wish existed that could have made school better or could make it better in the fall? Let us know your thoughts at mptech@marketplace.org or call or text us 802-877-8324. One more time, 802-877-8324. That just makes me feel so radio. Thanks in advance, everyone. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.